right now, I want to bring to the platform the most senior Ealing minister in the building. A man who is, well, is like an icon. When I was coming up as a young minister in church life, through his writings, his preaching, but not just what he wrote and what he did. The integrity and character of this man, unfalteringly over the years in Ealing, has been completely flawless. It's just amazing. He has set the standard, in my mind, for my generation, which is older than most people here. He's the generation beyond mine. That's why he certainly, in my mind, is the most senior person in the place today. He represents also those who can't be here, men who are of that generation who weren't able to travel. But I want you to welcome, I want you to stand to your feet as you welcome Pastor John Lancaster. Came into the ministry in 1946, can you believe? That was even before I was born. And we just honour you today. And you take your seats for just a moment, if you would. And I'm going to ask him to pray for us. And as we make our vows, huge legacy, not just that he's left, because he's still with us, aren't you, John? He's leaving. He's leaving with us as he ministers and as he shares. We just honour you, John, and we know you honour the Lord, and we know it would be embarrassing to you for me to say the words that I've said, but that's the kind of stature of man that you are. So would you pray over us, sir? No. And then we're going to stand and we're going to make the vow together. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your kind welcome. Can I just say that I've been in the ministry, as you know, since 46. I first met John Glass. I got engaged to Dorothy in his home in 1951. I stayed with his mum and dad, Jack and Eileen, and they kindly welcomed Dorothy, and we got engaged in Manchester. And I just want to say that John Glass, when I first met him, was sitting in a high chair. Waving a spoon. And he's never stopped waving since. It's a great privilege to pray together, and perhaps we should stand together as brothers and sisters this morning. And just for a moment, let's pause. Let's pause. You and I have the privilege of serving Jesus Christ in the 21st century. And today we stand before him as Lord of all, our glorious risen Lord Jesus. We come before him just simply as his servants, but also he said, I call you not servants, I call you my friends. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come into your presence this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. We come, Lord, before your throne, and we're very, very conscious of the glory and the majesty of that throne. We thank you, Lord, because as we come before you today, we're coming before a God of holiness and righteousness and truth. We thank you because we also come today before a God of great tenderness and kindness. And we thank you, Lord, because you have called us. Over the years, we've heard your call, and we've come to you and you've been gracious to us. And Father, we stand before you today. Some of us have been very successful. Some of us have struggled. All of us trace our spiritual roots to that little group of men and women who consecrated themselves so many years ago. And we thank you, Lord, for that, for them. We thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness of pastors and elders and deacons and people through the 100 years of Elam that have given their lives and, Lord, their tithes and their time and their energy and their commitment. We thank you, Lord. And today we stand before you. Lord, we're not very clever people. We are just a bunch of flawed human beings. We struggle against sin. We know the power of temptation. We're conscious, Father, all the time of our desperate need of you. But Lord Jesus, you said, without me, you can do nothing. And we accept that, Lord, this morning. You're right. We can't. And you've said, be filled, be being filled with the Holy Spirit. And we want to be, Lord. We want to know the fullness of your Holy Spirit in greater measure. Lord, we live in a world, we live in a country today which is beset by sin and evil. We think of the massive forces of materialism, Lord, of the rampant power of evil in our world. And Lord, sometimes we feel like Jehoshaphat of old when he said, we have no power against this great host. Neither know we not what to do, but our eyes are unto you. And we stand before you this morning, Lord, as a group of men and women. We are committed to spread the gospel. We're committed somehow, Lord, to reach out to the generation in which we live and serve. And we pray today, Lord, let the anointing of your Holy Spirit come in fresh measure upon us. Anoint your servants, I pray, with power from on high. Help us to live holy lives. Help us, Lord, to lead the people of God. Help us to proclaim the gospel. Help us, Lord, to see again your hand outstretched in blessing upon us. Send us seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, we pray. Help us to be faithful. Help us, Lord, to be men and women of God. O God, our Father, thank you for the privilege of being able to serve you. Thank you for the joy of fellowship with Jesus. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit move again, I pray, upon this great company of men and women. Help us to go forth from this place with new dedication, with new commitment, with a new sense of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We ask it, Lord, for Jesus' sake. Amen.